Welcome to Empire Radio.
Coming to you live.
So, Corey's hanging out with Dan, the man unplugged.
We got Dan here.
What?
Fucking.
Live, not on the phone this time.
Titty ass bitch.
I saw you guys posting. What were you guys talking about?
We just woke up, and this always comes up with random ass fucking...
I just come up with these phrases, dude.
Bullshit. Like, spews out of his
mouth. What did I say right now in the car? I said, pussy whipping. Pussy whipping. I don't even know. Dude. Just
what the
random
fuck?
Words.
And now we're just to get beer?
Yeah, when we came back. It was like quiet. It was quiet in the car. I was like, pussy whipping, niggas. I'm fucking random, dude. And it's like weird, like, in my school, like, I still have that random humor, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel a lot of people don't get that shit.
What?
Like, because it is, it's random, there's no point to it.
When you try to joke around with people, like, in a familiar way that you do with your friends, like, it's weird, huh?
Yeah, and, like, especially if they don't really know you.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll do some random funny shit, I'll say stupid shit like that, and they'll be like... Like, sometimes it'll be, like, one person laugh, like, and they'll laugh hard, like, but the other's like, what? What'd you say?
Whatever.
It was like, oh, fuck you, dog. Don't get my humor.
Shit. Some people just don't get it, bro.
I don't know. I think that's why, like, me and Dan always had that same kind of style. You were,
What do you mean?
That random shit.
Yeah, just random shit spews out of our mouths. And like, it's funny because it's, like, it'll be memorable, too.
Yeah. Well, like, we'll make it memorable, even though it's pointless, like, you know?
Yeah. I always make up words, too, dude.
I like phrases.
Phrases and shit, and they stick around forever.
Like, we used to always say fucking bits.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally a made-up word right there. Fucking bits.
Fucking bits. I didn't know I used to say it like that until people pointed it out. Like, dude, you don't even say bitch, you say bits.
I know. Oh, I don't even know who started that shit. I feel like I started that shit.
Yeah, I think so.
See, bitch?
Not even.
See, bits?
Not even.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even... Okay, I didn't even know I wasn't even trying to make that thing up.
I know, it just, like, happened. Like, you know...
I was hanging out with Greg V one summer, like... And, we would hang out and we would call people bitches or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be like, oh, he's a little bitch. And we'd say that, like, all the time. And then eventually for me, it was like, oh, he's a little bitch.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just bits.
It just had a little freshness to it, you know?
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. People started noticing.
Like, sounds like running water and shit.
That hi-hat sound.
I never planned on, like, starting it. Shit just, like, you start saying something and, like, you don't expect other people to say it.
Yeah, the only argument I have with who started that, if it's me or you, is I wonder who started saying it at what time, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Because I started saying it and then I left to Chino. And you guys were still around, so maybe you started it after. Maybe you started
probably
before. Who knows?
We just kept it going for sure.
Damn. He took it from me and kept ramming it.
Fuck you!
Oh,
I keep it 100 for my nigga. Keep it super raw.
-100.
Super fucking raw for my niggas. You know how we doing, keeping it 100 out here in Chino. We living life right now. I'm out of fucking freestyle. I'm sorry, dude.
Shit.
It's coming. Not yet.
I can feel it coming out.
Not yet. Maybe at the end I'll
it's like a volcano. It's only like making earthquakes right
it's
now.
It's like rumbling a little bit. And then
just relax.
Bam, out of nowhere.
Get your shit together.
Sick ass load. We're talking about that right now. We're not gonna say any names, but we're talking about sick ass load.
Fucking trash man.
Fucking loud ass garbage truck passing by. We're in garage.
Coming
Vinny's
to pick
garage.
His up and shit.
Fuck this. This bitch. Alright, that was good, but
that's your record.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's talk about boxing, dude.
Fuck Danny Garcia.
It's like trying to watch Danny Garcia fight.
I will not watch his fights. Did you see his last fight? Yeah. I just saw the clip of him knocking that poor fucking bastard out.
Yeah.
Like, that was like me getting in the ring and trying to fight Danny Garcia. That was just embarrassing. That he would even fight somebody like that. Did he celebrate that knockout? Because if he did, he's a douchebag.
Yeah. He jumped up on the ropes and everything.
Put his fucking fist in yours or fist pumping.
Yeah.
All stoked. It's like, and it was probably in his hometown in New Jersey, huh?
I think so.
Oh my god, dude.
That's terrible, huh?
That's horrible.
That's... He's making money, though.
Yeah, dude.
That paper.
Yeah, fuck it. I want to see Danny Garcia, Adrian Broner put the friendship aside and get down.
I don't think they'll do that.
Why not?
Let's talk about realistic matches that you think will happen.
Oh, realistic? I think Matisse and Broner are going to get down.
I think that could happen. I don't think he'll fight Thurman.
Nah, fuck me, he's going to fight Thurman. You think he wants to get that ass beat? If he did, though, I will... That's pay-per-view right there. That's a good fight.
Who they lost?
You know what they should do? If Danny Garcia is down... I mean, Sean Porter just came off a loss.
I was thinking Danny Garcia, just Sean Porter. No, I was thinking... Yeah, but I don't think he'll do that. Fucking AB, Sean Porter.
Nah, he won't do that either.
Why?
Because Sean Porter will whoop that ass too.
Fucking AB Maidana too?
Fuck, nah. Dude. Hell no, he will never fight Maidana again.
Maidana will just beat him like a slave.
He'll just like eat, dude, song sick. He'll just eat him up. What's the name of this song?
Fucking Painted Black, I think.
Song fucking sick.
Yeah, dude.
Alright, so a real fight. Next opponent for Adrian Broner. Who would you like it to be?
Dude, Matisse.
Yeah, right?
Lucas Matisse, Adrian Broner.
Yeah, that's a cool fight. I'm fight. Down
that's
for that.
That's pay-per-view. People will pay.
Nah, that's not pay-per-view. That's
yeah, I'll pay.
That's the fight. I'm not going to pay for that. Unless it's on the undercard of, like, another fight.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, you know? Like, if he's on the undercard of, Mayweather again or something, or if,
But who's gonna fight Mayweather again?
Who's gonna fight Mayweather again?
He's gonna beat up Maidana right now.
Dude, I had a dream. I had a dream last night. I kid you not, last night I dreamed that fucking Mayweather took Maidana out, fifth round TKO,
yeah?
Boxed his face off against the ropes.
Damn.
Just fucking flared him up, dude. Just bah, 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 bah.
I think he's gonna beat him up, dude. I think he already played enough of them, you know?
I think
he's gonna use what he learned from the first fight.
I think he's gonna run his ass off and jab him to death.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna be
just a stick and move, dog. Yank, are you okay? Are you okay?
I was just gonna say some ridiculous shit right now, but I had to stop myself.
Sometimes you just gotta let out what you wanna say.
Nah, but yeah, I think this next fight's gonna be pretty sick. We'll see how it goes.
Man, tired of listening to your predictions.
So I'm trying to think. Why? If you weren't even there, you weren't even gonna hit me up.
I was like, dude.
I was like, yo, AB, Maidana are getting down. You're like, whoa, you showed up all late.
I showed up right on time.
Barely. Yeah, we watched it and you would have missed that knockout. Or knockdown.
Yeah. I got there right on time when they were walking out, dude.
Imagine if Mayweather got knocked out of that. It'd be a party. It'd be like Cinco de Mayo.
I would celebrate, dude. Yeah, I would just celebrate.
People would be like...
It'd be a holiday, yeah.
It would just stop. It would just...
You know what, dude?
Instant raging.
Alright, so what's your final prediction for Mayweather... Maidana too.
Fucking another bitch ass fight for Mayweather.
12 rounds?
Probably fucking boring ass.
Unanimous decision?
Yeah. And the people are still going to be pissed.
But they still dished out $70 for that fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
He's still a bitch, blah, blah, blah.
You're going to find out, bro.
Slide. The next person's going to get you, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking Amir Khan's going to get you, Mayweather.
Hey, I heard Danny Garcia has 6 toes, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's a fucking vicious beast.
Hey, that's why he's such a savage.
Maybe that's why. He's
got mutant,
all that,
dude.
He's got all that fucking balance and shit.
He's not human. He's a mutant, bro. That's like radiation. He's radioactive, dude. That's
just as bad as PEDs, homie. Do you think it would hurt more if he kicked you in the face with 6 toes?
I don't know, dude. Probably. I would chop that off.
Why?
That'd be embarrassing.
Fuck it. You pull that fucking... You pull that extra pinky out like a fucking soldier.
How do you know it's not an extra thumb?
Put that fucking helmet on him and shit. He's ready to do some work, dude. Stabbing bitches with it and shit.
Is it on just one or both legs?
Huh?
Is it on one leg or both legs?
It's, I think both. I don't know.
Damn.
Savage.
Probably a fast swimmer.
Damn. He's kind of he looks like a chimp and shit. His fucking butt.
Oh shit. Okay, guy. California.
all the room over here and shit.
Shit.
Gotta be close to them.
I love oldies. Oh my god,
turn it up.
Who's the host?
Find a dream to me.
That somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same.
Yep. Nothing's better than the oldies. Sometimes I wish I could go back in time and like...
It's not working, isn't it? Is it?
I thought that was my number. I was like, damn.
God, that pen's not right.
Hey, what I was asking was for a pen. Okay, for sure.
So, Empire Radio, you guys really need to tell Vinny how you guys liked us. You guys give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and we'll never come on the show again. You know, just let us know.
Just give him a thumbs down. Tell him.
I need some fucking singing lessons. Vinny, give me some singing lessons. Huh? Okay, who are we calling? Oh my god! We've already called him before.
Why does this still show his name?
It's probably blocked. Dan? Okay, you guys. This is how we get down.
Dan?
How we used to get down when we were younger.
No, I can't call him again because it's just drank.
Bitch. Who are we gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
No, we gotta call somebody. I'll give you a number.
Okay, hurry.
I'm about to call this fool, though.
Yeah, here, let me give you a number, yeah?
Hurry up.
A guy number, though. Because guys are funny to call.
Alright, 90. Nah, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
This fool's gonna know I'm calling
okay,
him.
Okay,
909?
Do it, dial it.
I don't even know how to do it.
689?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to dial.
You're not trying to dial. Are you drunk?
Maybe.
I have feelings it's gonna go bad.
I have to pee.
Wait,
give me that number.
It's right here. Calm down.
Don't say the name.
I know. I'm not saying the number either. Wait, but I need to know the name.
No. Oh yeah. No, oh, just say hey. Just say hey. I got your number. Hey, I got your number. I'm friends. Hey, you fucking cute.